everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemer. Today, we are watching the 8th episode of Power Ranger Samurai, There Go the Brides. So without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this one, and we're going to get this started here in 3, 2, 1, go. Centuries ago in Japan, Nylock monsters invaded our world, but Samurai Warriors... There Go the Brides was the 8th episode of Power Rangers Samurai. It first aired on March 13th, 2011, written by Jill Donnellan and Jonathan Rosenthal. The Japanese writer was Yasuko Kobayashi, and the director was Peter Salmon.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to join these two people in matrimony. This occasion marks the celebration of love and commitment with which this man and this woman begin their life together.
Okay, this is confusing.
Check out Mentor at the Waterworks.
It's just allergies.
The flowers.
Really?
Wow. Mia looks so beautiful.
Someone get me out of here.
You promise one another to aspire to these ideals throughout the rest of your lives together. Love is patient. Love is kind.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Really?
You promise to be faithful to her.
Of course he would be. Oh no, they're at a different wedding! Tricked you.
They took the bride? Okay. The Nylocks didn't take the bait.
I thought our fake wedding would have worked for sure.
Not this time. The Moogas stormed a church downtown and kidnapped another bride.
Who called them? Number one. And number two, why would they... They know who they are without the suits, right? Don't they?
Slices into cake.
What kind of frosting? I like vanilla. Monsters!
No, not monsters. Cake.
No, monsters.
Oh, they couldn't save her. Is he wearing Tommy's old green bandana?
So do you think there's any leftover cake?
Of course. I do kind of like that Spike got up real quick, even though he just stood there. Well, they quickly added the swordfish in there. Nice. Wait, was that already in there? God. Wasn't paying close enough attention.
Hey, look. It's in a pattern. In the shape of a star.
You're right. Have you studied maps and crime patterns before?
Kinda. I watch a lot of cop shows.
Too much was left up to chance. We have to make sure we lure them in before any more brides are taken.
I can't.
They also know who you are when you're not in your suits, so that probably doesn't help either.
This is supposed to be the happiest day of their lives. Do you think they would have taken those brides to the Sansu River?
No. The living can't survive there for long. The Moogas must have used a gap to take them somewhere else.
Wherever they are. If our sting operation had worked, I could have helped those poor brides.
We have to try again.
But how do we get them to come to our wedding?
Here's a list of the weddings scheduled for our area.
Man, that's a lot of weddings. What is this, June?
I have an idea.
But what are they doing with all these brides? Oh, I hope they explained this. Okay. Hey, she got off the boat.
My wedding day. Go right ahead, cry your heart out. Your sorrow is just what we need. Throw her with the others. Her tears will fill the Sanzu River and flood the earth.
Ooh, literally threw them into a cake. Kinda gross. Be careful not to punch that thing, it's gonna break. Is she getting married? I'm confused. Actually, I would think the medicine would make it work, or worse.
But making that dress? I think she's still holding on to the past.
As long as she helps me flood the earth, she can do whatever she wants, Noodle Face.
You're too... soft on her. You know, the other day I was looking into a gap and I saw him on the other side.
Him?
Yeah. Decker.
The cursed warrior.
Uramasa, my trusty sword. You've reawakened and shine anew. This can only mean one thing for us. After all this time, a worthy opponent has been found.
What do you mean awake?
Be one of the samurai rangers.
He had that on his back before.
Kidnappings.
With only one left, you know exactly which wedding the Nylock will hit.
I guess I'll have to be blushing bride bait again.
Yeah, something tells me you're happy to wear that dress again.
Mike, every girl wants to wear a wedding gown. Maybe me more than others. Hey, I'm a sucker for Cinderella. Okay, once we get a fix on the location of the brides, I'll send back the coordinates.
And we'll be ready to come save them.
Yeah, we got this.
I wore a dress like this one, but my happiness was ripped away, and now these humans will suffer the same fate. Why are you standing there? Go get me another bride.
You know, sometimes that face mask looks like it's actually someone's face under paint. That's pretty good. So you see her talk without moving her mouth.
To explain, but believe me, it's for your own safety.
What's going on?
Don't worry, it's just for a little while. I hope the Moogers show up soon.
They will, and we'll get them.
Aren't the people going to notice? They don't seem to be having any kind of adverse reaction to two strangers showing up at this wedding. Also, most weddings don't start off with the bride going down with the groom. Well, not traditionally, anyway.
Friends, we've been invited here today to share a very...
That's a lot of black worn at this wedding.
...the lives of these two young people. Their love and understanding of each other has grown and matured, and now they've decided to live their lives together as husband and wife.
Hey, they got the right wedding this time. Let's go for a ride! He seems so happy to have his bride taken. Meanwhile, they keep... Okay. That was actually funny.
They fell for it.
Nicely done, Moogers. Welcome.
That's Dayu. She's part of Master Xandrid's crew. I remember reading about her in the archives.
Now, what's the best way to welcome you?
Glad they explained that, since they haven't seen her before. Oh! Well, that didn't work. But I told you they knew.
You thought you tricked me, didn't you? Oh, you think we haven't been watching you and your pathetic pals? Now I've got you and the real bride as well.
No, but we hit her.
Now you're going to call your friends just like you planned. Tell them you found the brides, then tell them to go to Warehouse 32 near the docks.
Forget it. I won't help you send my friends into a trap.
Oh, I think you will. Because if you don't, then I'll really give those brides something to cry about.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm with the brides. We're in Shoretown, near the docks, Warehouse 32.
And Jaden, please hurry.
Okay, we're on our way.
Very good.
That warehouse should be right around this corner.
It's funny. Emily was weirdly silent in that.
Right now. Let's take it slow and easy. Be ready for anything.
I don't see him anywhere.
Yeah, no sign of them.
Oh, no, she's there. It's a simple way to get rid of rangers.
I haven't felt this good in a long time. Look at this gown.
Those look like serrated edges, so I hope if we see her fight, she uses those as like blades. Because that would be cool.
A bridal shower of tears that will raise the Sanzu River and flood your pathetic world. This is the end for you.
That is not good on that dress. Oh, what the? They're here.
How did you escape the warehouse?
I think it's your turn to cry. I'm not the only samurai ranger that's been kidnapped today.
Ha! She was there the whole time. Oh, wait, wait.
She had double bride protection. So, when you came back to kidnap the real bride, guess who you ended up kidnapping instead?
Gee, I can't imagine who.
Jaden, we found the brides.
But the warehouse, who went there?
Our doubles.
Simple power doubles!
Oh, they're running all over her dress, and oh, it got messed up.
Looks like your dress making days are over.
Oh yeah.
Boy, they got two of the same dresses. Good thing it happened to match the bride that they just saved. Oh, here we go. Oh, this must be the roll call from the Sentai version.
Samurai Ranger, ready.
Samurai Ranger, ready. Dearly beloved, we're gathered here for one thing.
Rangers together. Samurai forever.
Okay, this scene was cool.
Choice.
Now see, I like it this way, without the comments. Oh, here we go. Hasn't knocked out a single tooth on any of them because they're molded on. Ooh, dang. Dude, she's got a blade in there? Ouch! Looks serrated, too. She is using them as, like, fighting blades. Cool. Where are the other two? Ah, there they are. That's the campiness that the Saban team have brought back to Power Rangers. Oh, who's this guy? Oh, we already saw this. Neat. Wow, that guy's crazy looking.
Red Ranger, you shall be my sword Urmasa's greatest challenge.
I'm actually slightly surprised that Nickelodeon would allow that to be shown on their network.
Red Ranger, we will duel soon. Until then.
You're running away?
Coward!
Giant Moogers.
Samurizers.
That was a very strange situation of events. No, that's the wrong phrase. Sequence of events, that's what I meant to say. Okay, so the Beetle's just part of it now? Well, he did say armament.
Mine's jammed too! We can't break free! Oh no, there's more of them!
Oh man!
You're right.
That worked, and it's not wearing the hat. Nice. Swordfish what, Megazord? I don't remember getting a name last season, but it is hard to understand it, so... That looks like it's slicing into their head every time. So no actual monster this time, just giant moogers. And an almost won by shared numbers.
Into cake. I want to eat. I mean, slice that vanilla cupcake's injustice.
Okay.
You know, you really made a beautiful bride.
Thanks. I've never felt
so. You ever notice how Jaden never actually walks with the rest of them?
Terrible, but I just can't shake the feeling that all of Dayu's anger came from some past sadness. I mean, why was she so into that wedding dress? Oh well, I just hope that someday it'll be my turn to play the bride for real.
Don't worry, you will. I'm sure of it. Oh look, a bakery. There's nothing like a cupcake to make you feel better.
Uh-oh.
Who was that?
They're gonna see Bulk and Spike.
You shall be my sword Urmasa's greatest challenge.
Come on! Come have a victory goodie with us. Samurai, Rangers, cupcakes are ours! Come on!
As long as it's not wedding cake.
Oh, they actually got to meet the... Well, they got a lot of food. But they just ran into the Samurai Rangers. So they're finding ways to actually have them cross paths without them going to, like, the same school or whatever. That's interesting. Wonder if they'll actually meet, you know? All right, well, you could definitely see the Sentai influence on that one. With the plan and all the work, all the stuff that they did there. That was a few extra levels of planning that you don't normally see in a Power Rangers episode. So that was pretty cool. In any event, that's it for this time. I want to thank you all for watching. Next time, we'll be watching the 9th episode of Power Rangers Samurai. I've got a spell on blue. But until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect
you. Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.